Watkan Warados de Wagwagon. Tanya Dahaskigo, then on Zewatahu Sadache, Ungahuan, and Hadiwa Nodus, in the Aboriginal Voices, Oscar Dewanyawar Oscar, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you are tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we're broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Ani Nichikimai, Doug Farquhar, and Dijnikas, meanwhile, Sean Story. Esna Minwa and Schnappi Nawewin. Here we go. Aboriginal Voices on this gorgeous Tuesday evening, and we have a very special guest here. Guest host. How's that?
Yay.
Rachel, how are you? You all set?
I'm yay. Good, yeah.
Huh. What was that?
Whoa. The mice are getting bigger, eh?
I don't know. Yeah. Well,
did you turn us off? Or?
I think I just turned it on.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh, can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. Yeah. And you can see us, so that's good.
Wait a minute, can you hear us?
I can hear you, but I think these are both on now. Oh, yeah. Is that okay?
There we go.
So welcome, everybody, to all of our technical difficulties.
No. It's
technical good. Explorations.
It's good for people to understand that this is live radio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And this is what special guests are for, right? Just mucking everything up. You're like, oh, I'm just going to stir this a little bit, see how you cope. It's kind of like a pop quiz.
That's why you're going to sit over here after.
Yeah. Or it's why I'm sitting over here now.
Then we'll have fun watching you go through the gyrations with these boards. It's nice with digital system because it's much easier. Right?
Yeah.
Tell us how you feel, Sean. Come on. Opinion piece of the hour.
it's brilliant, the system they have in here.
Yeah.
Works all the time.
Yeah, it's the people working it that's the problem.
It's the spice of life, Sean.
Yeah, it
that
is.
That is what technology is for. It's the new kind of patience developer.
Yeah.
It develops, what is it, teach a personality, give you personality? Is that what that adage was? And here we are, so...
Okay, so tonight you've dropped in to have some fun with being here at the station again.
And
it's a lot of fun having you around, and you give a lot more atmosphere to our place than normal.
Yeah, well, that's why we're poking sticks in all the spokes and everything. No, I love being here. It's really great coming down and being on the show and you were telling
us before we started that you've been enjoying all of that wonderful snow out there.
Yeah.
So what kinds of things have you been doing?
Let's see. Just getting out, if I can go hiking or anything. I'm not a big snowshoer, and I didn't go snowshoeing because I don't own a pair, but I would have loved to go snowshoe in this sort of stuff. So, you can kind of speak a little bit more to that. I've mostly been just enjoying the slopes and going skiing and taking a look at some different spots, so that's always nice.
You've done cross-country skiing.
Yep. Yeah, I love cross-country skiing.
Do you do that? Have you done that this year?
Yes. Yeah, I've been out a few times cross-country skiing already, yeah.
On trails, or do you have to break trails?
This year, trails. This year, it's only been trails. If I get out into like Frontenac Park or something and the ice is frozen, then I always like going, cross. I have to be careful though. I like to make sure that there are already trails and there's people out and stuff, but that it's been cold for a while. But yeah, how do you usually cross country ski? Because I don't know if you've been recently.
I haven't done cross country skiing in the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
In the past, we'd go, if we had to break trail, then I would go do that. But I would always go back over it later. Yeah,
yeah, fair
because
enough.
Then it's much easier when the trail is broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you don't, because that it's really hard work. Doesn't matter whether you're snowshoeing or skiing or or even walking.
Do you just say break trail because it sounds cool?
Well, until you do it.
Right through the snow surface.
Yeah, because it's so much more energy.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, you definitely take advantage of that coming back.
I just stay inside.
you're like, I'm tending the fire. That's
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, and what about downhill skiing? You've done some of that?
I did a little bit. I've done quite a bit, actually, this year. I don't usually get out, so I was really excited to enjoy the ski season with friends and stuff. And we're going this weekend as well. That's going to be the last one, I reckon, because, you know, it's the end of the season. I think not the last time I was talking to you guys, but we went skiing and did a group trip like this last year. But it was right after I got gum graft surgery, and so I was still. And they gave me the same advice that I think you received was, don't fall, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, it's been really great. I really enjoyed it. It's such a good year to be on the slope. So I'm really pleased with that, despite what my wallet says.
I seem to remember you going. And getting a free ticket because of you were dressed up like Santa.
Oh my gosh, I cannot recommend that enough. That was so much fun. And again, this year was really good. A lot of the ski hill was open. I don't think that they're always, you know, they're not always fully open. It's usually the first week or two, I think, of December. So depending on the year, you might only have a few trails open, but Whiteface, has this thing called the Santa Ski or Santa Run. I don't know. If you dress up like Santa, then you get a free lift ticket and you can ski with all the other Santas. It's great. It's so much fun. So I wasn't able to drag that many people with me this year, but next year I gave them all a heads up that they will be coming with me.
Okay. So we could actually go then. We're no problem.
You're covered. You just need to wear some red. you're all good to go.
Well, that's it? You only wear red?
No, just Doug.
Oh, just Doug needs to wear
it. I'll lend you one of my Santa suits.
Well, that'd be good. Well, now, tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about events that have been happening around the area. Mm. We're not going to launch it right now, but we will in the second hour. But have you heard anything, you know, you live in the city of Kingston. Have you heard anything about a high-speed train?
Yeah, I haven't looked into it very much, but yes, I have. Do you guys?
I've heard about it. There you are guys... some folks that I work with who are vehemently opposed.
Oh no, okay. I can't understand that at all. Opposed, as in coming through your community, Tyendinaga, or just opposed to the fact that it's going to be high speed?
I don't think it'll
come
through the community. It'll be north of the community, won't it?
Well, they're trying to figure out what to do with it. No, the reason I ask is that it has...
Because Doug is super interested. I think their only problem with it was that it was going through, I guess, wetlands and whatnot. Mm. And what do you need to do to make those wetlands viable?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You fill them in.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah,
that's not good.
There are so many things out there that people are saying about the whole idea of putting the train wherever it goes because they haven't thought about it.
I was going to say, what's the name of the train company?
Alto.
Alto.
A-L-T-O. Alto Trains.
Alto. Mm-hmm. Alipo.
Alto, no. That other stuff's already taken.
I remember when Alpo, I think it was Alpo or whatever, they used to have that,
it's
that chuck wagon. It would, the dog would go crazy.
Yeah, you're talking
running
food,
after
you
that
know.
Chuck wagon. Well, dog food. And then it would run right into the wall, disappear, and the dog would run right into the wall.
The things we miss.
Do you remember that?
No.
How is it I am the only one that remembers stuff like
it's
that?
It's probably because
you watch television.
I'm too
not
old
me.
For it, Sean.
Well,
seeing as you're
that.
A few years younger than me, I think I missed it.
Anyways, the Alto people.
The reason I asked you, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I did research of my own about that thing. The Alto people is just Villa. Yeah.
Well,
that's what I said too.
Yet.
Like what?
Oh, okay.
Just like a subgroup.
They just kind of changed their name a little bit. But it's a crown corporation, which it kind of has to be with a project that large.
Yeah.
Carry on.
So what did?
Two or three weeks ago, you and I were talking about this. And we didn't know anything about it, okay. But we were both obviously have gone to research it. Mm. I live out near in the area where the Alto Corporation came to the little community out near Sunbury, just north of Kingston, and they set up an all day session. So the idea was from 11 to 3. Then, you know, people could come in and go through it and ask questions and take in the presentations that were going on. And then they took a break in the 3 to 5. And then at 5 o'clock, they were there from 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I went, of course, with my recorder. And I arrived
as a Tiger would.
There you go. Yeah. Well, but this is even better.
He's a great golfer.
I ended up at the Sunbury Lions Club where they were holding this, but as I approached the turnoff into the Lions Club parking lot, I looked and all the parking that was in front of it in the building totally full. And around the back, someone here come in and plowed the back. It's all grass, basically. The backyard area around the, and it was full.
Wow.
And there were two OBP vehicles sitting in the road out in front of all of this. As I turned in, I looked, my first reaction is look at the OPP. What's happening here?
Yeah.
But then this was at 10 to 11. And I figured I could go in, chat with somebody, and then leave quickly.
You know?
Nope. There's a huge lineup from the front
queue,
door
get in line.
All the way to the back of the building, you know, and several hundred people were there. So I turned, had a chat with the OPP, and then went home.
Oh, no, you didn't stay.
I came back at 2 o'clock. My media. Oh, I was whisked right into the center of the room.
Right in there.
That's what you needed to do.
Sat me down and said, stay here.
Farquhar.
Don't talk to anybody until I bring over somebody to talk with you.
Yeah.
And they brought me a package.
Okay.
Not the newspaper part, just this little envelope. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'll sit down and read it. I opened it up.
They got clever little pictures of what the train will look like.
They got a map.
Oh, look at that. Yep, there you go.
And then a little bit about the train itself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
it doesn't look very fast.
That's it. Well, there's...
That's all they gave you?
That's it.
They didn't give you anything else?
What else do you want?
Let me see the map.
Yeah. He's like, why'd you get a whole binder for these two papers?
So what you're saying, Alto, is that you waste money.
No, they did not waste money. This is the media package.
Mm-hmm.
This is the media package?
That's the media. What else do you want? I want an audio. So I did get an audio.
So you
and we're
going to
play
the
that
guys?
In the second hour. And
all
I
right.
talk with the folks. I ended up leaving there at 4:45.
Oh, wow.
You want to know what my first question would be, Doug?
Just a sec. I need a pen.
My first question is, can I drive it?
Well, the answer is going to be no, unless
you go do
the training for it. So.
Yep.
That'll be a no then.
Oh, come on.
So where's the actual thing then? They don't even have the actual thing.
No, they don't. They just have the corridors, and this is the southern corridor where we were talking. But they just have the corridors.
It's going to...
There's multiple?
Oh, goodness sakes.
Well, they're only going to pick one.
Oh, okay,
place
but these are the options. Okay.
But the corridors are really wide, mm-hmm. so they can decide where to put it.
Well,
so
if it came closer.
Your question with the
It's
the wildlife or, you know, with the swamps. Well, they can't really go around it. But anyway, we're going to hear all about it in the second hour.
Okay.
So I guess the other question, maybe we spoke about this before, is why not just like a monorail?
You're going to learn about it in the second hour.
You put the monorail
up
there.
Our appetites are wet.
Well, I don't know if it's a monorail. It's that train. They put it on the thing there.
They put it there.
I guess they would need two.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. There is.
Way up
gotta,
in the air.
Gotta
no
ask
animals,
a trained person. That
no
is not
animals
my.
Animals will be harmed.
Wildlife. Bats,
no.
Owls, you know, migratory
bats
birds.
Bats got that radar.
No. You know what? They did studies on that because they thought bats were so good. And then they started looking into it and
apparently
they found out that they hit each other all the time. Midair collisions just nonstop.
I think that's true, so, you know, because...
Like, that was a guy with the accidental chaos.
Yeah.
I think those bats, they just like to fight.
They're just having a good time?
Yeah, they're messing around, just being bats.
Well, it's like the whole ants thing. People, you know, looking at ants being like, oh, my God, these guys are such hard workers. They never stop. They started just watching them, and they're like, oh, man. Most of the time, they're not doing anything. They're just walking in circles until there's something to do, and they're like, all right, I got this. I can do this. But otherwise, they're just kind of like, oh, that's kind of a nice leaf over here. Maybe I'll just stand here and stare at this grain of sand for a bit. I don't know.
Huh.
Well, you know, that's cool, man. Work hard, play hard.
You know, back in the day, like I was like really young and they, what would you like for your birthday or, you know, whatever at Christmas? Well, I want one of those ant farms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right?
And long story short, never got one.
No. Oh. Well, they said your ant farm's in the ground over here. But
so you live in the country. It's
right
just over look over there.
Oh, you got like 20 right in your backyard. Check it out.
There's like millions of ants back here.
Stay away from the red ones.
I always want to get one of those ant farms. So I did. I did for someone else.
Okay. All
and,
right.
And the someone else?
Yeah.
Never got any ants because they don't sell them with ants.
Oh,
they
yeah.
sell the thing and
that.
They say, well, here, send away for the ants.
I mean, that does make sense.
Yeah, I know.
Because you can't just have ants hanging out on shelves, you know, dying. Because then if you get a present and it's just a bunch of dead ants, like that's not great either for a variety of reasons.
No, I know.
But yeah.
But anyways, you can't.
Got to go back to this chia pets. They come with seeds.
Chia pets.
Do they come with chias?
They go, yeah.
So I thought, well, okay, well, like you get a little certificate. This is certificate or gift certificate for your to send away for your aunts. And it was done. But then they got there and the aunts were, well,
not
they
viable.
Expired.
Oh.
The aunts expired.
That's so sad.
I know, right? Dead ants. Yeah, anyway, so I don't ever get to do this.
Well, I mean, if it makes you feel better, ants are pretty cool. Probably cooler in the ground. You know, learning about them now, you know, we've got, 3D calculations of what their anthills look like and stuff like that. So
like,
you can't replicate that.
Do you see those guys? They melt metal... liquid metal, they pour it down the anthills.
Oh.
And, that's and then they pull it out, and it's all these.
I think, not concrete. That would be off. That would be doable.
No, I don't
not
think
doable.
Concrete would flow.
It wouldn't. I'm trying to think of maybe it is that.
Anyways.
I don't know.
It's fascinating to watch because you realize that that's all been built by ants.
Oh, it's crazy. It's wild. I follow this ant guy on Instagram, and I love ants. They're like one of my favorite animals.
Insects?
Sure, yeah. Well, they're up there. I would even say one of my favorite animals, for sure, you know, in general, the whole scope of things. They beat out a lot of mammals.
Don't you ever have, a dog or anything?
Yeah. They're cool, too. But these guys are fascinating because you learn about them.
Oh, they're okay.
Dogs are awesome. Dogs are awesome, but, you know.
You ever get an ant to retrieve anything for you? Throw a stick.
Well, you know, maybe. I don't know. I think we haven't asked is the problem.
I suppose
you can't, assume that they wouldn't if you haven't asked them yet.
This is true.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, though.
I wonder if you could
just get a bunch of pheromones, and I'm sure you could get a lot done. Yeah. But, they're cool. They used to be sutures and stuff like that. All kinds of things.
Sutures?
Yeah. But, was it the Aztecs or the Mayan or somewhere down there they used to use bullet ants, is what we call them now, I think. They've got huge heads and their pincers are, you know, kind of wild. And it hurts, but what they used to do was they would take the ant and force it to bite the skin, pinch together, and it would bite, and then they would decapitate the ant, and it would just, they would use that to keep the wound shut instead of sewing it.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I'm going to let you guys move on, though.
Okay. Yeah, I think we've spent a lot of time with the...
maybe our audience enjoys learning random things. That's why they've held on for so long, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we can do, in the next hour I will have the interview for you all about the high-speed train. But I think over the next number of weeks, we have a lot of people who are interested in coming and talking about their communities or whatever it is they're worried about.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because this is going to go through people's houses, right?
Right through the middle.
I don't know. We haven't seen the actual track line where they're going to go, so we have no idea.
Going to go through people's houses.
Is it? Well,
I don't know. There's a song about that.
Well,
it's a song about a lot of stuff.
I built a train on the built a house on the train tracks or something like that.
Oh, Sean, is that right? I'm just curious. Doug, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How much, when you're scheduling out your, the 2 hours, how much time do you put aside for Seanigans? I don't know how you would
Seanigans.
Call
it. Seanigans. Like that. Hey, Seanigans. Twice. If I put down 1 minute, then I add three to it.
Okay. Gotcha.
Just in case.
You got to make sure.
We get sidetracked all the time.
Although I did just speak 10 minutes on ants, so I can't be blame-free on this.
Well, yeah, you've just picked up on him. Look at this. Now he's got a whole bunch ready to go on me. Yeah. Do you want to do it now, or do you want me to go to music?
Do what now? Oh, yeah, no, you go ahead.
Okay. All right.
This is just really for me.
Isn't it always, though?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's why he has the computer in his hands. Natasha Fisher with Shade of Blue. You ready? Yeah, she's all set, ready to go.
It's so hard to define this place. I'm seeing everything a different way. I'm just a hue of who I used to be, with your shadow hanging over me. There's a part of me that blames myself for taking so long to climb my way out. But you are somebody different than camouflaging as a better man. Now I throw paint at the walls again, so I can make some sense. fine. I'd rather change this whole apartment than have to keep a piece of you in it.
Sean, that was Natasha Fisher.
It was?
Yeah, Shade of Blue. Now, you mentioned something really important for our show.
Like?
And Rachel has now told us that, oh, wait a sec, you have to play that right now. Found a song. What is it?
Well, I've heard this song before. I don't want to get into how I've heard this song, but I've heard this song, and it came to my mind because we were talking about that Alto Peoples.
Yes, the high-speed train.
Wanting to build a high-speed train. And I've seen the train. It doesn't look that fast.
Well, not compared to those bullet trains in Japan,
I want
right?
I thought it was going to be the bullet train.
Not with the drawing that I saw.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Anyways, going to go up northern Ontario, right? North of the 401?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably north of 7.
Probably going to go through people's houses.
There you go.
Well, that's going to be...
it's going to go to Toronto. So, you know,
it's
there
gonna
are
going to
be
go
a few houses
down.
That are going to go...
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Or, as your song says...
Here. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Not yet. I want to know how you heard this.
I can't tell you.
What?
I'll tell you off. Off air.
So okay. Many mysteries.
So... Is it appropriate to play at this time of night?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Like, it's
we,
not
we don't need to play at all.
It's Alma Coogan.
I think it gets Kogan. To the point pretty fast.
To the middle of the house, 1956.
Yeah, you want to hear
on
it?
78 RPM.
Well, you're telling everybody the big reveal here.
Yeah, but it's on a 78. Man, we're going back in time.
Oh, yeah. People had strong feelings.
Well, guess what, Sean?
Back in the day.
Over the days.
I think you're going to have to play it now that you told me.
Okay.
The railroad comes through the middle of the house. Comes back no more.
No, he never comes back no more.
Oh, the railroad comes through the middle of the house. The railroad comes through the middle of the house. It comes and goes through the middle of the house, and the trains are all on time. And here comes the 509. The railroad comes through the middle of the house.
yoga in some world down below. But you don't stand a chance against my prayers. You don't stand a chance against my love. The old law of the ghost stands. The old law of the ghost stands. We shall live again. We shall live again. My sister above, but she has red paint. She died of wounded knee like a Latter-day Saint. You got the big drum in the distance, the blackbirds in the sky. That's the sound that you hear when the buffalo cry. But you don't stand a chance against my prayers. You don't stand a chance against my love. Now Lord, the ghost stands. Now Lord, the ghost stands. We shall live again. We shall live again. We shall live again. Crazy Horse was a mystic. He knew the secret of the trance. And Sitting Bull, the great apostle of the ghost dance. Come on, Comanche. Come on, Blackfoot. Come on, Shoshone. Come on, Cheyenne.
Festival returns this winter, running February 25th to March 1st in downtown Kingston. With close to 100 Canadian films, the Kingston Canadian Film Festival also hosts tons of comedy, live music, workshops, and special guest appearances. Highlights this season include casts from Letterkenny, Biff Naked, Sean Majumder, July Talk, and Mark Ford. Make sure to check out the opening night film Youngblood, a fresh remake of the original hockey cult classic. And get ready for the new Degrassi documentary with a live appearance from cast members Spike and Caitlin. The Kingston Canadian Film Festival, running February 25th to March 1st. Check out the lineup and get tickets by visiting kingcanfilmfest.com.
My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there. Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Well, there you go, Sean and Rachel. We're having a great time. We heard from Robbie Robertson with Ghost Dance. And just before that was the song that Sean brought up. That was a really great idea. In the middle of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like they had some solutions in there, too.
for a lot
bill,
of things.
For the bill guy.
Yeah, that's the one that sticks in my head there. Yeah, the bill collector came and sat him in the middle of the house, and he was gone.
He don't come no more.
So this is one of those mark your calendar deals. Mm-hmm. The Zewada Gwatsara Theater is presenting Only Drunks and Children Tell the Truth by Drew Hayden Taylor.
Oh,
yeah.
Anyways, they want to announce the cast. So I was gonna announce the cast.
Oh, yeah.
His first names.
Let's hear it.
Well, I suppose it could be both names. Sure. Anyways, it'll be June 10th through 13th and 17th through 20th. 2026, June.
Wow.
Put it on your calendar.
It's coming up.
Put it like a mark on it. I don't know if you're allowed to come or not, but I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
Anyways, this is what made me look at it, was that there was a big TV on the post.
Oh, yes.
So I said, hey, I think I had that TV. I think we had that TV there in the front room. It was the kind where you had to get up and turn.
Oh, well, there's a lot of those. Well, yeah.
I grew up with one of those.
Yeah.
You were the remote?
Yeah, well, but the TV didn't really come on. You got a test pattern all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that.
And then at 6 o'clock, the news came on.
It used to be like I would be up. This was back in the day. I would be up and awake. And I would have to wait for the TV to turn on, like the TV was on.
But then nothing was happening.
They were like, they played the Queen, and there was horses running around. And they're like, oh, we're going to start our broadcasting day. Okay. And then later on, when it was time for TV station to go to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was about 11 o'clock, 11:30, wow. I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We didn't even get the midnight movie. But same thing, as they play the national anthem and the Queen was on there again. And, you know, same horses, whole thing. And this,
That's impressive. I don't remember. I mean, that's beyond my realm of existence, but we didn't have cable, and we certainly didn't have cable at my grandmother's house ever. So whenever we went over, it's two channels, three and four, of course, and I think TV was one of them. And so you just kind of rotate between those two, which is why I used to get into a lot of trouble because I would just find my own things to do. believe it or not.
You're creative.
I absolutely.
Your zodiac told us then.
There were lots of things to do at my grandmother's house, trust me. But I remember having to hold my brother and I used to take turns holding the antenna up to get the signal because,
fond memories.
Yeah, it builds personality.
Yeah, character.
Right? So, builds character.
This TV that you saw.
Mm-hmm. So what, big or small?
On the poster.
Looks like
what's
it's about,
it all about?
20.
Where is it happening?
Yeah.
It's going to be at the Queen Anne Parish on the res. Mm.
Nice.
And it's, what did I say, only drunks and children tell the truth?
Yeah.
All right. So these are the cast of actors.
Okay.
This is not necessarily their...
their real life version.
This is their real life.
Yeah.
This is not necessarily their... character.
Okay.
So we have the Shoshana Spencer. Oh, I wasn't going to say the last name.
That's okay.
Oh, but it's right here. So yeah. It's like public. So. Mm-hmm. Yont Shahoni Hill. That's wrong. I'm sorry about that. Logan. Maybe I should have just jumped to Logan.
Mm-hmm. That's not fair.
And, you know what?
No.
There's this Kim Jones guy, and he's in it. And, sorry, they do have the character names.
Oh, good.
I was looking at it. It just occurred to me, that must be their character names. Anyways, Shoshana will be Janice.
We're all discovering it together at the same time.
Barb will be played by Joni Hill. And Logan will be playing Tonto. And Kim Jones will be playing Rodney.
So just a few people, eh?
Yeah, only four characters.
Oh, awesome.
So this is Drew Hayden Taylor's play that he wrote. Is that what you said?
Sorry?
It's
Drew Hayden Taylor's play.
Is he going to be there to see it?
Because that would be cool.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe he just needs an invitation.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I don't know. There must be a point where he's like, I've experienced that far too many times.
I think he'd be thrilled. You met him.
I've met him several times.
Yeah, so he would love it.
Okay, we'll just say he'll love it.
Okay.
All right,
so that's, I wanted to say that, and also...
Sorry, you said that's June what?
June...
Repetition for us folks at home.
Mm-hmm. June 10 through 13.
Okay. Cool. That sounds awesome. Okay. Have you guys read the play?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Of course you did, Doug.
Sure. Well, you gotta read it before you go see it. Yeah. Not that I can follow the lines because, you know, kids I can understand.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Then the other thing I wanted to share is that Friday, March 13.
Yeah.
Sleep Day.
Sleep what? Day.
World Sleep Day.
Oh, man, that
sounds
great.
You know
those
great. Like, today is
to
pancake day, today is donut
day. Oh, I like that
day.
One.
I have someone gave me an agenda that has one for every day.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
There are lots.
Yeah. It's pet your dog day.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Anyways, they have a World Sleep Day.
Well, I like
and,
that.
And that's celebrating indigenous perspective on sleep on World Sleep Day. So where is it going to be? It's going to be at the Kingston Community Health Center.
What?
263 Waller Ave. Weller Ave.
Okay.
Weller or Waller?
Weller.
Weller, yeah. Weller Ave, Unit 4. It's going to be on Friday, March 13th. But this brings up kind of a conundrum, right?
I have so many questions.
Because if you're going to be celebrating World Sleep Day, you won't be able to go to their talk.
Maybe it's an info session on how to celebrate.
No, you go and you sleep through
it. Yeah, they've got hammocks set up. and some guidance.
Says that it's a free family event.
What else does it say? I'm so curious.
Shared food, speakers, vendors, ooh, drumming.
Oh, that'll keep you awake.
How are you going to...
But food will get you, you know, half in the bag.
Depends on what kind of food.
Yeah, like
turkey.
True.
Yeah. Maybe it'll be a bunch of turkey.
You know...
Tryptophan turkey.
Yeah.
Warm milk.
Venison and corn would do that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like roast venison and steamed corn.
Drumming and indigenous cultural activities.
Cool.
So that's coming up on the March 13th.
That's great. What day is that?
Friday.
That's a Friday? Okay.
Friday, March the 13th, and there you go.
Putting it in my calendar. Celebrate.
What time is that happening? I know you mentioned it's at Weller Avenue, the community center.
4 till 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, 4 p.m. till 8 p.m.
Oh, okay.
That's like you sleep in, then you go to their show.
There you go, see?
Yeah. And find out if you did it right.
Also, that's Friday the 13th.
Yes, that's good.
Maybe
that's
you should stay in bed.
March? Excellent day.
If you are the type that would be superstitious, Friday the 13th is one of those days. Oh, we can't go out because, you know.
Oh, we had a Friday the 13th. Before Valentine's Day, yeah. I think it's, except for leap years. March is often the same as February, right?
Yeah, the February, because of the 28 days.
Yeah.
Then, it's always whenever February starts, the 1st of February starts, you know, March calendar is going to start that way too.
Yeah, like we're going to redo this month, but just add a few days.
and then they mess you up.
Do they?
Okay, I'm putting it in my calendar.
Good thing you didn't have a birthday on the 29th. That would really be a confusing one, wouldn't it?
Apparently, the February the 29th is Rare Disease Day.
Yeah, you guys are having too much fun looking these things up.
Okay, Weller Avenue. Sorry, guys, I'm just here.
Okay, well, I have...
That's all I had.
Okay. I have... Rachel, did you have anything you want to share before I go to Amanda Rayom?
No. I was trying to look some stuff up.
Okay.
Sean took the cake.
Well...
Did?
He will soon. Amanda Rayom did a song a number of years ago, like 2 years ago, maybe? I can't remember. And it's called Number 44, but the... the tag that goes with it, it's Live at the Woodshed.
Oh.
And, you know, I was curious at the time when we first heard this, but then I heard Amanda talk about the song itself, the story behind the song, you might say.
Okay.
Story behind the song.
Yeah, yeah. And...
I've heard of that before.
Yeah, Rick Jackson.
Oh, is that one? Yeah.
And
old Rick.
But the song itself is about a fellow who didn't want to go to school, so he spent time behind the woodshed because they gave him a number when he was there, and they wouldn't accept his name, and he was number 44. Huh? So she picked up on that and did a song just for him. And he loved it so much that she ended up using it on her her albums. So I'm going to play that one for you. And we got a couple other things here we're going to play. And then at the top of the hour, we can start again for the next hour. Sean will get us ready for the trains.
Time flies. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's get ready.
Hello?
How about 1956? That's when I first entered the residential school. I was born in 1951. Number 44 was my name. That's how I was addressed to. I didn't know my name much as Robert while I was in the residential school. Everything was numbered, your hat, your jacket, your mitts, your shoes, your pants, your shirt. It was all number 44. Our bed was number 44. Where we sat was number 44. Our sheets, our towels were numbered, our toothbrush was numbered, and our glass was numbered. Everybody was a number. We were like little rabbits. We knew exactly where to go. We knew exactly what to do.
Sagito, Sagito, oh, oh. Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members, and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.